Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Well, here we go again, getting closer and closer to the possibility of a new Alec Murdaugh trial with that evidentiary hearing that's set for the end of January. Lots of arguments on both sides, of course, completely opposite of each other. And one saying we're right, the other saying we're definitely right. And then they're coming back saying, no, we're more right. And it continues. It'll be up for a judge to decide here very, very soon. Here to discuss those arguments and the validity of all of them, for or against, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, let's start with the arguments for Alec Murdaugh, because there seems to be quite a few. And if you're looking at it from an unbiased perspective, are pretty valid. What are your thoughts on the arguments that are being made right now, and what are they arguing specifically?
Well, the arguments by his side are made very well. They're made very strong. It's going to be interesting to see, because if you look at the rebut of those arguments, those are also made well and strong. It's going to be up to that judge to take that interpretation of the case law that they have and make it. But one, as an example, is that the Murdaugh side does not need to show really any bias of the juror to obtain a new trial. That's huge. If the judge decides, yes, that's true, then it's a lot easier burden. In other words, did it really matter what she said? Were any of those words really important to this juror's decision? The Murdaugh says, no, it doesn't have to have meant anything to any of those jurors. It only has to have been said. Meanwhile, the prosecution is saying, well, that's baloney. It has to have had an impact on their decision, or else it's not meaningful.
How do you prove impact, though? Because we're talking about getting into someone's mind at this point and going, yes, these words that someone said to me made an influence. And one can consciously say yes or no to that, but we're influenced all the time by suggestion, subconsciously, and we don't even know it. So if you have the clerk of court that's walking around saying, don't be fooled by Alec Murdaugh, maybe you already were completely in the bag for believing that he did commit these crimes. Evidence is pretty much there. But maybe you aren't. Maybe that could reinforce, or it could also maybe cast a little bit of doubt as well, depending on what direction you're going and what your belief is. What is the law on this? Because, yeah, you have the Murdaugh attorney saying, yeah, we don't need to prove that. The other side is, yeah, you need to, but that's in someone's mind. So we're gonna prove that. That seems like a very difficult uphill battle to be going at.
It's an uphill battle, but remember, they do have these jurors, and it's been suggested that there be an in-camera hearing with the judge that will be hearing this and really has sole discretion in this matter in terms of evaluating both sides of the case and making a decision. So that, to me, if I'm the judge and have both case laws there that support both sides to a certain degree, that's what is going to matter to me, is what do those jurors say? Did they say they didn't think anything about it? That's going to be, I think, really important for this judge to hear if it really had any impact at all.
What kind of obligation do the jurors have to participate in any of this?
Well, they're obligated. They're obligated to participate. They're going to likely be under subpoena. And, you know, these jurors are, first of all, it's got to be horrific for all they saw and had to go through for all that, all those weeks. Mm-hmm. But I think they are, you know, we know they are really law-abiding citizens. They're like you and me. They're the average person. And I think that they are willfully going to want to go and either back their decision and their deliberations or say, hey, listen, this really did concern me, and I'm glad I get the opportunity to come forward.
Ultimately, it's a judge that makes this decision. It's not going to another jury or anything like that. So we have very different courtroom dynamics going on here. The judge already knows what's going on, knows about all the other allegations against Becky Hill, including the two SLED investigations. One, of course, focusing on this very issue, the jury tampering, the other on improper use of her office. And we keep seeing more and more evidence come out there that, who knows, that could end up in criminal charges at some point in time for these financial improprieties that we've seen evidence of. How much are those other improprieties going to play a role in the judge's decision making, and are they supposed to? I guess is the other question, or is she supposed to be completely impartial, basing it only on the evidence of this specific issue, or can these other basically evidence of character come into play into her decision?
Well, I think as far as the actual evidence concerning the jury tampering, she is going to be considering these details, what was said to these jurors, the impact that could have had. But this is the interesting piece to me. She has admitted to perjury. So she is likely going to testify, provide information to the judge on her own behalf, Ms. Hill. And that's where this could come into play. Because certainly they could introduce showing she has not been truthful in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's something we're always allowed to use. They call them crimes of moral turpitude. And that's where if you have somebody who has lied, committed fraud, you can use that to discredit them on the stand. The other thing, Tony, I wonder if she'll testify. What if she decides to plead the fifth?
Yeah.
Murdaugh's side is saying, no, she can't plead the fifth because she's already given a statement. Of course, the prosecution is saying the opposite. But I think Ms. Hill will want to testify about this matter.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.